Welcome back to South Florida Sunday. Sharina with you. And today I'm joined by Eric Roby from the American Red Cross, Palm Beach County, and the Treasure Coast. I also have Sarah also from with GL Homes. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Eric, I don't know anyone who hasn't heard of the American Red Cross. Of course, you're known for your incredible disaster relief efforts and are actually an agency that can truly be depended on to help people pick up the pieces when they're most in need. But can you tell us more about the importance of your other branches and what you provide, especially at the Palm Beach and Treasure Coast branches?
Absolutely. So the American Red Cross, I like to say, we are involved in so many different programs that a lot of people don't realize all the programs that we have. You know, here in South Florida, I believe everyone recognizes us as a disaster organization, being there in a lot of people's time of need when a disaster strikes, after and even before, trying to help people prepare. But we actually have five lines of service that we concentrate on, not only in the Palm Beach and Treasure Coast area, but throughout the United States. And one, of course, disaster relief, but also health and safety, you know, all of those life-saving courses that we do, like for CPR and first aid, youth preparedness, international service, and service to armed forces. We put into one category, but so a lot in one category.
Yeah.
And then also the last line of service that we focus on is blood collection with our life-saving blood program.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it is a lot, and it is varied, and that's why I like to say, no matter what your interests are, we have a volunteer position for you.
Exactly. I actually used you for a training for CPR one time, and then I also had a brother who was in the Army, and you guys helped facilitate an emergency leave of absence for us, so thank you.
Absolutely. You know, the Red Cross is the only nonprofit that actually works with the Department of Defense, and they rely upon us to make sure if there's a family emergency that we communicate that and also verify that there is an emergency so that an armed forces member can come home if they need to.
Absolutely. The American Red Cross does so many amazing things for people who just are in need. And you also have your partners, though, who provide a helping hand with your efforts, such as GL Homes. You recently awarded them with a Hope Around the World Award. What is that for?
So you're absolutely correct. You know, the Red Cross is an organization that is volunteer-based. 90% of our workforce are made up of volunteers.
Which is amazing.
It is amazing. Yeah. And a part of that are corporate sponsors and our private donors. They are the engine to this organization to make sure that we can do our mission and that we can be where we are needed most. You know, we help people in their darkest hour and we provide that hope. But we can't do that without partners like GL Homes. So that's why we gave GL Homes the Hope Around the World Award, because they have been such a strong partner for many years. And when I know that I call Sarah from GL Homes, I know they're going to be there to support us.
Yeah.
And I believe that's the case because, one, GL Homes is extremely generous. But also, even their workforce, they will roll up their sleeves and they will volunteer during the time of need. So not only do they donate the funds that are necessary for a mission, but they are there to make sure that that mission is carried out directly.
Wow, that is amazing. And I do have Sarah from GL Homes on the line. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We really are honored to receive that award.
Let's talk about your partnership with the Red Cross. Your employees have such a passion for supporting their efforts. Just talk about it.
Well, the Red Cross to GL Homes, it's a call to action, right? Mm-hmm. Anytime there is a humanitarian crisis, a natural disaster, we need to help our neighbors. And we don't want to just sit on the sidelines. And the first thing, especially for a corporation, the American Red Cross needs those critical dollars to do that great work, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why we always step in without hesitation when there is some sort of a disaster. I work so closely with Eric and the Red Cross. Eric Roby, such a great partner to have. And I'll just furthermore, just wanted to share this with you, Sharina. Mm-hmm. I think as a donor, whether you are a corporation or an individual donor, and whether you give $50,000 or $50, there has to be a trust between you and that nonprofit, that you yes. know those dollars are going where that charity says the dollars are going. And with the American Red Cross, we know that the dollars go to the people most in need.
Yes, I hear it time and time again that people really don't mind giving, but they want to know where the money's going. And trust really plays a role in that. This is the second award in 2 years that GL Homes has received. Last year, you received the inaugural Community Ambassador Award. What was that one for?
Yes, and that award was given to GL Homes for our response to Hurricane Dorian. And you may recall Hurricane Dorian hit the Bahamas in 2019. And so that was just so devastating to the islands. And because a lot of people in South Florida have a connection to the Bahamas, it's just 50 miles off of our shore, that we knew we had to step up to the plate to help the refugees. So many of them actually temporarily were put into extended stay motels and hotels here in our area locally. So we went out to serve them meals and just to give them a friendly face, some reassurance that everything is going to be okay. And we worked hand in glove with the Red Cross and their emergency response vehicle to be able to do that.
Wow, you guys are saints over here.
Well, it's easy when it is a trustworthy organization like the Red Cross, because truly, as you've just said, Sharina, too, there is nobody else really locally, state, national, or the international Red Cross who has the bandwidth, the manpower, the know-how, the expertise when it comes to a crisis to coalesce quickly to get the need to the people who need that help.
Exactly. And I just can't believe like 90% of the workforce are volunteers. That's amazing.
Well, you know, and that I believe is the reason why the Red Cross has survived 140 plus years.
Yeah.
And the reason why it is one of the most trusted nonprofits around the world. You know, we work extremely hard to make sure that those donor dollars are put to good use. 90 cents of every dollar donated goes directly to the mission, and that is an extremely high number for any nonprofit. And we're very proud of that because we know the more dollars that we can use for the mission means that's another person that we can help. And when there is a disaster, the Red Cross makes sure that we are there, not only immediately after a storm or a disaster, but we will stay in a community for years if necessary.
Yeah.
With Ian and the West Coast of Florida, we now have a 2-year program where we are guaranteeing that we are going to be delivering services directly to those that were most impacted by that awful storm, helping to make sure that the entire community is able to recover fully, not with just a bottle of water, which after a storm is necessary, but when you're a couple months out and you're dealing with homelessness caused by disaster, which is a real issue in Florida and will continue to be an issue, that is a problem that can't be solved with one food delivery. That is a problem that has to be solved with hard work and years of work and support. So the Red Cross, when we come in, we make sure that the job is done.
Yes, and I did see that GL Homes also donated $100,000 to support disaster relief in those areas during Hurricane Ian and Nicole.
We did, Sharina. That devastation was just so horrific and heartbreaking to watch. There were entire cities that were decimated and people with nowhere to go, nowhere to turn but for the Red Cross.
Mm-hmm.
So we just know that we have to come out, help our neighbors. It could have been us, right?
Yeah.
We thought it was going to be. Yes, we did. And I mean, we have a really skinny state. So that line of dividing East and West Coast isn't that far. So as we are all holding our breath to see where this storm is going to land, it's but for the grace of God go I quite often. And so, again, we just knew that we had to come in. GL Homes just needed to support. There was no question. I think I even called you, Eric, to say, what can we do to help? Let's make the biggest impact, and gave that donation.
And I think that's where the Red Cross really shines as well. It's one of our strong suits. is that we are very good at utilizing our partners and being able to take the resources from sponsors and from donors to not only make sure that they are used to their highest capacity, but also that they are used in a way that they are helping the most amount of people and those that are in the most vulnerable situation.
Absolutely. And GL Homes is actually a local company, and they build the most stunning homes all across Florida. But the company started from a little small local builder to become one of the nation's largest. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Our company was founded in 1976, and we are all over Florida, East and West Coast. So as we're talking about hurricanes, yes, there probably isn't a location in our state that wouldn't impact a GL homeowner, our employees, and extended friends and families. So we take it personally as a Florida homegrown corporation. When a disaster hits one part of Florida, it really affects all of us.
Exactly. So, Eric, why is support from corporations like GL Homes so important for your mission?
So, you know, a lot of people believe because the Red Cross was created by an act of Congress, because the president is our honorary chairman, because we work so closely with the Department of Defense, and because we are always there after a disaster working closely with our governmental partners, a lot of people believe that we are funded by government agencies,
yes,
by the U.S. government, by the state government. Very, very, very little funding actually comes by the government. In fact, for our chapter, it would be zero. So we rely on the generosity of partners like GL Homes. And without GL Homes and our other partners and our other donors, we would not be able to do the incredible work that the Red Cross is able to do with the help of our volunteers.
So, Eric, tell us how more people can get involved and volunteer. You also have like summer volunteer opportunities for the kids, right?
We do. We have opportunities for everyone, I would say. So the easiest way to get started, if you're interested in becoming a volunteer, is by going to redcross.org. And there you can sign up. And typically the way it will work is that you sign up and then you will be contacted. You'll have an intake interview where we look at your interests and we see where your background and your talents might be best suited for different types of jobs. I said earlier, we have a job for everyone.
Yes.
We really have a job for anyone. So we like to take the time to find out where they're going to be best suited. And then from there, we do a lot of training. We train year-round for, especially if you're going to be a disaster responder. You have to know how to handle food correctly. You have to know how to drive our machinery. You have to know how to house a shelter and manage a shelter. You know, I could keep going down the list. So we invest heavily in our volunteers to make sure that they have the tools that they need for when someone else needs them.
Yeah, and that could actually lead to more opportunities for them, too.
Oh, absolutely. We always have needs. So if you are interested, please visit redcross.org.
And Sarah, if a listener wanted to check out your homes, how can you do that?
Go to glhomes.com. Everything is online. And whether you're looking for a house east or west coast of Florida, I'm sure we have a beautiful and solidly built home for you. And I'll just make a comment that we do have homes in Lee County, which is of the Fort Myers area, and those homes are still standing after Hurricane Ian. So I know that our homeowners on the West Coast can attest to their hardiness.
Well, thank you guys for taking the time to chat with me and let our listeners know all about your organizations.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's our pleasure.